Whether you are new to the living healthy lifestyle or a healthy living veteran, this is the place for the honest answers to your questions. Naturally Savvy with registered holistic nutritionist Andrea Donsky and health journalist Lisa Davis on RadioMD.com.
There is a raw vegan restaurant that I love to go to with my family. It's one of our all-time favorite restaurants, and they'll make the most amazing things, Andrea. Like, they'll bring you this raw lasagna or this raw Mexican plate of all of these things, and they'll use sunflower seeds instead of rice, and they'll use beets instead of beans, and everything tastes amazing. I absolutely love it. Have you eaten at a place like that or prepared any of these types of foods?
You know what? There is a restaurant local to here. It's called Live, and it's like a treat for me every time I go. And I would love to learn some of the recipes because, you know, if I had the recipes and I recreated them, then I'd probably be more apt to or inclined to eat more that way, right? So, yes, I love it.
Oh, definitely. Well, we've got our wonderful Dr. Ginger, Healthy Steps with Dr. Ginger. She is a raw vegan, and she's going to share her personal experiences and help you and Andrea and I also to eat more raw. Hello there, Dr. Ginger.
Hello, ladies. Glad to be with you guys today.
It's so great to have you on. So I mentioned this restaurant, but does it have to be that complicated? Are there simpler steps? And then can you work your way up to making some of the fancier dishes? And what do you do in your kitchen?
Well, there's kind of a different views on raw food. You're going to have kind of a whole spectrum of people. There's a lot of people who just eat whole food, raw foods, and they don't make a lot of these fancy dishes, which are substitutes for the dishes that we're sort of grew up on. And I think I've kind of learned it's kind of a transition. I used to be more into making those dishes because I felt like maybe I was missing out from the old foods that I used to eat. But now that I've been doing it for so long, I prefer to eat more of the whole food than, you know, making a, you know, raw lasagna or something along those, or even a raw cheesecake. You can make all of those things, and those are great treats. But as you kind of get more into it, you're more satisfied, or at least I'm more satisfied. I know there's other people with just eating the whole food. But it's still fun to make.
Can you walk us through your day, like breakfast, lunch, dinner? I'd love to hear some of the things that you're eating.
You know, it varies depending on where I am and what I'm doing, but I always start my day with a green juice, and I really try to end my day with a big green salad. And then what goes on between depends on where I am and what I'm doing. There's a raw food chef. I'm really busy, so I don't prepare a whole lot of things in my house, but usually on Sunday nights I prepare a few dishes. But there's a raw food chef that works at a local health food store where I live, and he makes a lot of prepared dishes. The things that you know, sometimes don't have time to make at your house. And so I usually go once a week and pick up a handful of those things. Now, he has a raw pizza. He has some stuffed mushrooms. He usually has a raw lasagna of some sort. He always has desserts. So I kind of grab, and he always has raw granola, kale chips, all of those kinds of things. So I usually grab a couple of each of those, and depending on what he makes each week, and it's usually different, I have a handful of those throughout the week. And if I'm traveling, you know, I don't make big salads at my house, but whenever I go out to dinner, I always have a big salad because that's where I know that's probably what I'm going to have to order at, you know, chain restaurants or even steakhouses. My husband likes to go to steak restaurants, and so I always end up getting a salad. So I like to end my day with a salad because that's a great fiber that can be kind of moving through your system throughout the night, and then in the morning, you know, takes care of business.
And that is the ultimate goal, is to take care of business, because that's what keeps us healthy, right? I mean, it
that's
really is,
right.
You know, regular stools are very important. And I mean, being a nutritionist, that's pretty much most of what we learn at school and, you know, what we learned at school. So if we're not regular, then, you know, there's other issues that come with that. So I like your point. You know, I'm a big fan of having a salad at night too. And it's funny, I just kind of have it intuitively, but I love to hear you saying that about the fiber aspect about, you know, helping us
for
that
sure.
Next morning. Yeah. And what I love to do is throw in like cranberries and, you know, sunflower seeds. And I throw in some of the grapevine leaves. Those are my favorite. I cut them up and put them in and make myself an avocado, and I make myself this giant, yummy, huge salad that has some protein and has fat and good fat. And so, you know, I'm a big fan of nightly salads.
Great. That's awesome. And as far as salad dressings go, probably some of the hardest things when you start transitioning more to raw foods is maybe giving up cheese. That was probably my last hurrah, was giving up cheese. But you can make nut or seed cheese. Any nut or seed can be turned into a cheese, a milk, an ice cream, a cheesecake. And then the other thing is salad dressings, because most of the salad dressings you find at restaurants and at the store are not ideal. And so one of the things that I make every week is this dish where I put on salads, but it's a big bowl of whatever vegetables I happen to buy that week, and then I put garlic in there, chopped up garlic, real tiny chopped up garlic, and I get a citrus fruit, and usually it's a lime because that seems to be the one I like the most. I juice a couple of limes, and then I shave the zest of the lime into it, and I use that as my dressing with all of the vegetables, and then I either eat that as like a side dish or even a big bowl as a main dish, or you put a couple big spoonfuls on your salad. And that lime juice with the lime zest and the garlic, and I usually do green onions, that is just the best. My husband like laughs at me because I'm like, oh, this is my favorite. He's like, you're weird. He's like, that's your favorite? You're just weird. His favorite's a steak, but so anyway, yeah, we have a big difference in our family. He'll eat things if I make them for him, but you know, if it's his choice, he'll go to a steakhouse. But the lime juice or any citrus fruit, you can juice it and then put the zest on it as well. Put some garlic and some onions and mix that all in with whatever it is that you're going to eat, and it's just awesome. And it's fat free, it's healthy, it's raw. There's no issues with that kind of salad dressing.
It sounds great. Now, what about people who are allergic to nuts or sensitive to nuts like I am? I've been concerned if I went on a raw vegan diet that I would still be hungry because, I mean, aren't the nuts giving you the protein and the healthy fats? I mean, I know you get healthy fat from avocado, but give us your opinion on this. Or what can someone like me or people out there do?
I've actually seen a lot of people, the nut allergies go away once they clean their diet up. But if you're not at that point yet or if that doesn't happen for you, you can still get that satiety from beans, garbanzo beans, you know, all sorts of beans. You can kind of substitute some of the nuts with the beans for some of these recipes. And of course, for the good fats, the avocados, and you know, I am big on nuts. I probably go through a jar of almond butter a week, and then I make my own almond milk. But yeah, I'm big on the nuts. But yeah, the avocado and you can use beans for a lot of these recipes as well.
I have an amazing homemade salad dressing. I'm renowned for in my little, you know, amongst friends and families. And what I use is I use organic olive oil and I use apple cider vinegar because I love the taste of apple cider vinegar in my salad dressing. And I put in some herb amaris and then some sea salt. And then I put in lots of herbs. I put in rosemary and oregano and basil. And I kind of, even if you know, I have sumac on hand, I'll throw that in too. And whether it's fresh or dried, garlic. And I just mix it all together. And it is so yummy. And it makes you want to eat it that much more. So I get it, Ginger, when, you know, when your husband's like, you know, how is that your favorite? I get it. It's my favorite too. So I'm on the same page.
Yeah, well, your taste buds change, too, when you start eating more raw foods because you're not consuming the chemicals, the caffeine, the MSG, all the other natural flavors that they're putting in a lot of the processed foods. And so you can appreciate the flavors. And so, you know, with this, our salad dressings and even just, you know, raw fruits and vegetables, it's just like, oh, I can't wait to taste this because it tastes so good. But it's a lot different when you're eating the standard American diet and you eat these things. You don't appreciate it nearly as much, that's for sure.
No, that's a good point. So we have about maybe, you know, 50 seconds left of the show. And I just want to know kind of really quickly from you, what would be your favorite meal, aside from the salad that we know about, but what would be your favorite, you know, go-to raw vegan meal?
Gosh, that salad is really my favorite. But I love making cauliflower rice and putting some sort of sauce together with sun-dried tomatoes. And putting that, the cauliflower rice is really filling. You can eat an entire head or two of cauliflower, and you don't even know you ate that much. So cauliflower rice or any kind of sprouted rice dish.
Well, thank you, Ginger. That does sound delicious. And thanks for being on our show again today.
For having me.
Until next time, stay connected at RadioMD and NaturallySavvy.com, where we keep you informed and up to date on all things natural and organic. Stay well.